get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. And all the competing schools.
Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us. Competing school.
Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth.
We're brought to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
'Cause no one can hear us at all. But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Yeah, we'd really rule.
And everyone would hear us.
You know they all could hear us.
In all. I can't wait to cart this off.
This is On the Town with Mikey D. This is Mike Stewart. This is your Wednesday night program. All local music, the best in local music in the Boston and surrounding areas. Tonight we're going to have a couple guests. We're going to have a couple guests on. We're going to have Dead Harrisons are going to be coming in, and we're going to have Dogtooth. I'm going to do a little interview with them, and we're going to get the ball rolling really soon. So here we go with our first song. Here we go. So I got to log back in here.
So war, but the emptiness within me putting my cards on the table. Putting my cards on the table. Oh, I'm putting my cards on the table.
Oh,
Yeah, that was Fire King. Off their CD, Double Trouble. Great CD. That was called The Unspeakable. And I'll take care of that in a second. So, we are going to play a PSA for you. I'm playing.
Did you put it on?
Yeah.
No, it's not that one.
Anyways, I'll read one. Here we go. Lattice safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in the closet, waiting in your basement. It's not sharp. It's not toxic. It's not flammable. Yet it sends more people to the trauma center than any other household items. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one could even be easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let it do yourself project do yourself in. More tips from Ladder Safety, visit laddersafety.com, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Okay, we are going to continue on with the music, and here we go. That was the new Matthew Stubbs and his new CD, Medford in Maine. And that song was called Medford in Maine. We are lucky to have in the studio with us, Ted Harrison. Good evening. How are you guys doing?
Hello. Doing very well.
And you are?
I am Andre.
And you?
Eleanor.
Hi. Good to have you here.
Nice to have you.
So, excuse me. My headphones just fell off. Hey, great to have you back. And what's going on with you guys? What's happening? Give us the fill-in. Yeah, it's on, yeah.
I guess we're getting ready to wrap up some fresh recordings.
And, yeah.
So we're very definitely looking forward to a new release coming out. And pretty much this next Tuesday, April 4th, we're going to be playing over at O'Brien's. nice little fundraiser event for the We Are Not Trump CD.
Yeah.
So we'll be playing with Jack Romanoff and 30 Silver for that show, and it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, that's a great little club right in near Union Square there.
Oh, yeah.
Sally O'Brien's been around for a while.
Yeah, and we're going to be donating money to Planned Parenthood from what we raise and trying to support local artists. We've got an artist, Prospero Eaton, joining us with his revolutionary art.
That's great. That's great. And I think you've actually played here before, haven't you?
We did.
Yeah.
It was, I want to say, probably 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. Yeah, we came in, did a nice little live set. It was fantastic.
It's great to have you back.
Love it.
So what else is going on in the world of Dead Harrison? You mentioned recordings and stuff. And
oh, yeah.
This gig.
We just have the song here that we just released that's on the compilation. That's Bad Moon Rising. Our own little take on some Creedence.
Oh.
And so we got that. That'll be going on the CD. So, and we have 3 brand new songs that are going to be going on there, and some nice future little goodies and tasty treats for the next album after that.
It's always good to have tasty treats.
Oh, yes.
You probably have a website?
Oh, yes. Actually, on the most part...
Facebook.
We use Facebook.
Yep. Yeah. It's Dead Harrison. You'll find us.
Yeah. And how long you guys been doing it?
At this point, I think we... it's going on a good... between 8 and 10 years of good, solid people.
And I'm not in the band. I'm just the manager. There's 2 people that are missing. Sean, our guitarist, and Jason Skulls, our bassist. So it's Andre on drums and lead vocals, and the other 2 guys do backing vocals, and they're freaking awesome. I'm just kind of hanging out.
Well, it's always good to hang out. So we're going to play the first cut off of this this record here, and it's Bad Moon Rising, correct?
Excellent.
Excellent.
Yes, it is.
Excellent. Here we go. That was Dead Harrison, brand spanking new.
You gotta love it. Fresh from the grave.
So hot, I had to put gloves on to put it in the CD. So, that was a great tune. Great tune. Want to give us a little feeling for what that was all about?
It was one of those things where I just had a thought one day, and I'm like, listening to the radio, and I heard that song, and I was just like, you know, these lyrics, they sound so different than the song actually is.
Yeah.
And I was like, going by the political endeavors that we're dealing with today and just the way the world has been turning, was like, you know what, I'm going to revamp this song and give it more of a feeling of what we're actually feeling right now.
Do you feel that because of the turmoil that's happening in the world and in the country right now, a lot of people are being inspired to, and the things are popping into the head and go, we got to go with this?
Absolutely. I think people need to be inspired. I mean, it stinks when you're, and it's kind of one of those things that in the way that I live, the things that I do, I try and, you can't ignore what's going on out there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you need to start focusing your own life and worry about that little circle and that little bubble around yourself and keep moving forward and making don't let those things affect you, but you can be a good example for people.
Start from the center and go out.
Yeah, and people see that. They see the things not bothering you. They see you have an understanding, and it drives them to begin to learn and to kind of uplift them a little bit too. So, I mean, it's whether it's music or just living or talking with people, it seems to all relatively be the same, but music is one of those great things that transpires through all.
It's a great thing in all of our lives.
That's why being on the We Are Not Trump compilation is such a cool endeavor, because so many of our friends are on it. And it's building community. It's giving inspiration back to the community, back to people, back to our friends, our fans, and outward. And it's just something that, you know, we can all say that we did together to try to make things happen in a different way.
Good things have to start someplace, and this is the place.
Absolutely.
With Dead Harrison, definitely.
Sometimes you just gotta die, and then you rise back up.
I, you know, like you said, somebody needs to take the lead and say everything's going to be all right and follow our lead. That's great. That's great stuff.
We
everybody has interesting bouts that they have to deal with through life, and it's like, why not be able to give something that people can relate to? I mean, not just musically, but I mean just as a general person.
Yeah.
You know, and I just try and live that through both the art and the music.
And you can feel that in their shows, like when they perform, like you can just feel that, and people feel good when they see them perform. And so if you guys want to feel good, catch a vibe, groove to some awesome tunes, got to come out to the show at O'Brien's on the 4th. It's going to be great.
Are there other people on the bill with you?
How are they?
No, are there other people on the bill?
Oh, yes. We got two other bands that are going to be with us. We got 30 Silver.
Yeah, they're
a
punk band from Boston.
Yeah, they played here. Yeah.
Yep. So we got those guys and then Jack Romanoff.
Oh, yeah. I'm not familiar with them.
They're indie.
Yeah. Were they in the Somerville, Boston area?
Yes, they are. And everybody that's playing is on the We Are Not Trump compilation.
Yeah.
So we're all kind of getting together and doing something.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't want people to be like, oh, it's all about political stuff. It's not about political stuff. I mean, it's just, no, some people get together because they don't necessarily agree with the things that are going on, but it doesn't mean that you have to hate the person or try and destroy everything.
No hate.
You know, you have to learn. You have to learn and build through it. And new ideas are going to pop up, new ways of thinking, new ways of getting things done. So you got to use it as inspirational moments at the same time. And it's usually the hardships that create that.
Do you feel the people have been awakened and now they're going to become active?
Yeah.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Well, we were talking off air about your other CD. You want to talk about your previous CD?
Yes, we got and that's Dead Harrison and the Story of the Mortuus Ortus. And you can find that on Bandcamp also, which is where you can also find Bad Moon Rising.
Ooh.
Bandham.
Bandham. Can you get that in a can? Bandham in a can?
Yeah.
We're getting kind of goofy, yeah.
So, but yes, bandcamp.deadharrison.com.
Okay.
So is where you can find that stuff. So, a good friend of ours helped record that first album, and it came out really good. I mean, it was actually our third attempt at recording the first album.
Oh.
But that was the one that actually stuck.
Oh, is this like a Spinal Tap type of thing?
We're like,
exploding.
Why can't we just get it? And then, so that one came out, Satisfactory. So, you know, that's our first album. It's like it's got its own unique pieces and its own unique sound. And then we've honed in a little bit more since in the past few years.
Yeah.
And then we had Connor Coburn over at Vine Studios, who's also the drummer for Hunter, another band that I play in.
I think we've seen them before, huh?
He understands what we're going for with the sound, with the feel of the music. And it's great when you have somebody that has those ears. You know, so, and coming up with good ideas and how to, like, work with that sound and make it be really good. And so that's what we're looking forward to with this next batch.
Yeah.
We've evolved as musicians. Our hearing and how we write is different.
Mm. But so everything is a little time stamp of the period you were in
it
before.
It is, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so, and then we already have material for the next one after that, which hopefully your own radio engineer, Joel, is going to record for us.
Well, that'd be great. We know that he basically does some great engineering for a lot of Boston bands, and you hear played in all kinds of radio, whether it be commercial or college. Joel's got his sonic stamp on there.
Absolutely.
We tip our hat to him. Yeah.
We love you, Joel.
It's a love fest. Okay, we were talking about what's going to be happening for you this summer, I believe. You said spring, summer?
Yes, April. We have April 4th, which is happening at O'Brien's. Then April 22nd, I will be doing a solo little gig at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon up at Area 23 up in Concord, New Hampshire.
Wow.
Which is their little Earth Day Fest. And then from there, I will be going down to Nashua.
That same day.
That same day. Yeah. And Dead Harrison will pretty much be doing the whole night over at Riverside Barbecue right down in downtown Nashua on Main Street. And I'm going to do a little gift of that solo at the beginning and as a nice little opening act. And then we're going to bring on the noise.
Ah, that's excellent. Bringing the word up to New Hampshire.
And then, yeah.
Bring it.
So, and then June, nothing is there. And then July, we're going to be gone from, June 30th to July 8th. We're actually going to be taking the show on the road. Going through upstate New York, out to Cleveland, hopefully, down through Pennsylvania, up through Jersey and Rhode Island.
Amish country.
Doing a nice little big loop.
Maybe you come back with some specified type of furniture from that area or something.
Absolutely. Maybe we can see if they can make some evil looking furniture. Do you think that they could have it in their hearts to create something like that?
With love.
Yes.
Lots of love. Yeah. And pickling. Well, it's been great to have you in. And we hope you keep in contact with us. And like I said, you get some stuff going on and you'll be back again. And Joel will be doing some cool stuff with you. And you'll be chiming in once in a while. And we'll have you in our concert reports and stuff like that. As always, it's really great to see you guys.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
Dead Harrison on Facebook.
Again, Facebook. And you know they can contact you there for any of your recordings and your merchandise.
Yep, it has and all the links and connections.
And all the concert schedules. Well, thank you again for Dead Harrison stopping in. And we're going to be getting back to the music. Thanks again. Why is this not playing? Oh, here we go.
Really true. My friend.